Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we're very glad you joined us here today. Our topic is health, and the title of our lesson today is Staying Healthy in Winter. Staying Healthy in Winter. Anna, what did you learn from yesterday?
Well, Dr. Dave gave us some tips, Peter, and he told us to take our vitamins, dress with warm clothes, and get plenty of sleep. Hi, everyone. My name is Anna, and I remembered to take my vitamins this morning.
Very good, Anna. Yesterday, you forgot. Well, we never forget our Read It. Here's Anna to help us with it.
Oh, no. Everyone is getting sick. Taylor has a headache. She is also starting to cough a lot. Alex's stomach doesn't feel very good, but it's not the flu. He doesn't have a fever. Taylor doesn't like to go to the doctor, but she should go. The doctor can give her some medicine. Everyone should drink more liquids.
Wow, so yesterday we learned a lot of great tips to stay healthy. But I don't think our friends at LTE TV are listening to his advice.
I don't think so, because everyone is getting sick. That's awful. I hope they start feeling better soon.
I know, being sick is no fun. If you're sick, you might have to go to the doctor. Ugh, that's awful.
Well, it doesn't have to be awful, because they can give you some medicine. Well, what can our friends do? Let's find out soon. Here's Christina with our keywords for today.
今天讲到了冬天的流行性感冒，在电视台里好多人都生病了。Taylor 今天头就很痛。Taylor has a headache. 头痛就是 headache. 而且她好像也开始有点咳嗽了。She is also coughing. 咳嗽的动词就是 cough. 请留意一下句尾的 gh 发的是 f 的音，念成 cough. Alex 的胃有点不舒服，不过他觉得应该不是流感。流行性感冒就是 flu. Alex 觉得 it's not the flu. 因为 Alex 觉得自己没有发烧，所以应该不是流感。发烧的名词就是 fever. He doesn't have a fever.Susie 虽然没有感冒，但是她觉得应该要多喝水之类液态的东西。名词液体就是 liquid. They should drink more liquids.
Taylor, are you okay?
Not really. I have a headache, and I'm beginning to cough a lot.
That's not good.Maybe you should see the doctor. The doctor can give you some medicine.
Maybe you're right. I don't like to go to the doctor, but I know it's good for me.
Yes, you should take medicine before you get too sick.
That's good advice. Thanks, Abby.
Hi, friends. Don't you feel sad for Taylor? She is not feeling well today at all.
You're right, Peter. At the beginning of conversation A, Taylor is coughing. That's why Abby asks if she's okay.
But she's not okay. She has a headache. If something aches, that means it hurts. A headache means, oh, your head hurts.
Right.And a stomach ache means your stomach hurts, just like a toothache means your tooth hurts. And a backache means that your back really hurts. Do you understand?
I think they do, and I know you know what a headache is. They are awful. Sometimes they make you feel really bad. Anna, do you get headaches often?
No, I don't, Peter. What about you?
Well, I get them sometimes, but not often.
Sometimes when you get a headache, it means you need to drink more water or eat some food.
But other times you just need to take some medicine and go to sleep. Then maybe your headache will go away.
Yeah, but that's not all that's wrong with Taylor. She's beginning to cough a lot. That's not good.
You're right. That's not good at all. Maybe she should go see a doctor and get some medicine.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Peter. But Taylor has another problem. She doesn't like to go see the doctor, but she still knows it's good for her.
And that's an important sentence that Christina can tell us more about. Here she is.
Taylor 说她不喜欢去看医生，但是她知道看医生对她是好的。I don't like to go to the doctor, but I know it's good for me. 在我们生活中是不是也常常碰到这种情况呢？我们明明知道这件事对我有好处，可是我就不喜欢。比如不喜欢运动的人可能会说 I don't like to exercise, but it's good for me. 或者不喜欢喝水的人说 I don't like to drink a lot of water, but it's good for me.不喜欢走向户外的人说 I don't like to go outdoors, but it's good for me. 有什么事是你不喜欢但是对你有好处的呢？请你用英文说说看吧。
Going to the doctor can be good for you, and you should take medicine before you get too sick. And we should go to Rebecca before we forget. Here she is.
Hello, friends! If you want to tell someone that they should do one thing before they do something else, you can use this grammar point. You should verb before you verb. For example, you should try something before you buy it, or you should rest before you get too tired. So now it's up to you to use it!
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, friends, we should go to conversation B before we continue. Let's watch together.
Alex, you look terrible. Are you okay?
No, I feel terrible. I'm cold, and my stomach is really uncomfortable.
Uh-oh. Do you have the flu?
I don't think so. I don't have a fever.
Are you sure? We can check your temperature.
Maybe I can go to the clinic. They can check my temperature there.
I think Alex is really sick. At the start of conversation B, Susie says Alex looks terrible. Well, that is terrible, but it's also good because it's today's calendar phrase!
You look terrible.
You look terrible.
你看起来好糟。
You look terrible.
I need more sleep.
You look terrible.
I need more exercise.
You look terrible.
I need...
You need to take off that hat. It looks terrible.
Oh.
There. You look great.
You look terrible.
You look terrible.
你看起来好糟。
So sometimes when a person is sick, you can kind of tell. You see them and they just don't look very good. If someone is sick, they might look terrible. But it's not always polite to say that to someone.
You're right, Peter. I don't like if someone says, I look terrible.But other times, someone might say this because they are worried about me. So you can say it if you think the other person is sick or uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened to Susie today. She is just worried about Alex. She wants to know if he's okay.
But he's not okay. He looks terrible, and he feels terrible, too. He's cold, and his stomach is really uncomfortable.
Oh, poor Alex. He sounds really, really sick. Maybe he should go see a doctor, Anna.
Well, that might be a good idea, Peter. But he doesn't think he has the flu. That's another really awful sickness. Have you ever had the flu, Peter?
Of course. That is awful. I think Alex should see Dr. Dave. He can help.
Well, usually when you have the flu, you have a fever, and sometimes you even throw up. But Alex doesn't have the flu.
I think I'm getting sick from all this talk about being sick, Anna.
Oh, no. Peter, you look terrible. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Don't say I look terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be mean. Well, friends, it's time to take a break. Maybe Peter is going to check his temperature, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Well, friends, I am back. We are all back. I went to see Dr. Dave. He's a good friend of mine, and he helped me out. Hey, Anna, you look terrible.
Oh, why do you say that, Peter? That's not very nice.
Oh, are you sick? I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
No, I'm not sick. I feel fine. And you're kind of mean right now, Peter.
Are you sure you're not sick?
All right, friends, it's time to go to Conversation C. Let's go there right now.
Everyone around here is getting sick.
I know. I don't want to get sick.
I don't either. But how can we avoid it? Should we drink more liquids?
Yes, liquids are good. I had a doctor on my show yesterday. He had some good tips.
Really? What did he say?
He said to take vitamins every day. I have some vitamins. Do you want some?
Yes. Thank you.
Welcome back, friends. So Alex was sick. His stomach was uncomfortable. But he didn't have a fever. But he did look terrible.
Yeah, and Taylor had a really bad headache. And she was coughing a lot. But she didn't want to go see the doctor.
That's true. Now, everyone around LTE TV is getting sick. Rob and Susie both don't want to get sick. So what can they do?
Well, they want to avoid it. When you avoid something, you want to stay away from it. Peter, what is something that you avoid?
This question. What is something you avoid, Anna?
Very funny, Peter. Well, I try to avoid spiders. I really hate spiders, so I try to avoid them when I can. Friends, is there something that you try to avoid? You can talk about that today and practice your English.
But now let's go to Christina for some help to avoid the word avoid. What? Let's go see her for some help.
Susie 说身边的人都在感冒，我们该怎么做才能避免生病呢？ But how can we avoid it? 我们来讲 avoid 这个动词，它是避免或躲开的意思，它是及物动词，后面可以直接接受词，比如 He stopped the car and avoided the accident. 他停下车避开了那场意外，或者 I will try to avoid him. 我会试着躲开他，这些都是 avoid 后面加名词做受词的句子。其实动名词片语也可以做受词，句型可以变成 avoid doing something. 比如 we want to avoid making mistakes, 避免犯错。Try to avoid eating too much, 避免吃太多。这是 avoid 后面接动名词片语的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So, what are some other ways to avoid getting sick? One way is to drink more liquids.
That's right. Liquids are drinks. If you are sick, drink liquids. That's water, juice, and tea. Those can help keep your body healthy. And you can also think about Dr. Dave's tips he gave us yesterday.
You're right.Don't forget to take vitamins. They help keep your body strong. Do you take vitamins, friends?
I took mine this morning. It's a good idea. Taking vitamins every day will keep you from getting sick. And I think Rob does take his vitamins every day.
He does. And reviewing our keywords every day will help you keep your English. Friends, let's review our keywords together right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Headache. Headache. My head hurts. I have a headache.
Cough. Cough. Tina is coughing. She must be sick.
Flu. Flu. I can't go out tonight. I have the flu.
Fever. Fever. My head is hot. I think I have a fever.
Liquid. Liquid. Water is a liquid. Okay, friends, those are the keywords. Remember to practice at home. And now let's watch our lesson one more time.Taylor, are you okay?
Not really. I have a headache, and I'm beginning to cough a lot.
That's not good. Maybe you should see the doctor. The doctor can give you some medicine.
Maybe you're right. I don't like to go to the doctor, but I know it's good for me.
Yes.You should take medicine before you get too sick.
That's good advice. Thanks, Abby.
Alex, you look terrible. Are you okay?
No, I feel terrible. I'm cold and...My stomach is really uncomfortable.
Uh-oh. Do you have the flu?
I don't think so. I don't have a fever.
Are you sure? We can check your temperature.
Maybe I can go to the clinic. They can check my temperature there.
Everyone around here is getting sick.
I know. I don't want to get sick.
I don't either. But how can we avoid it? Should we drink more liquids?
Yes, liquids are good. I had a doctor on my show yesterday. He had some good tips.
Really? What did he say?
He said to take vitamins every day. I have some vitamins.Do you want some?
Yes! Thank you!
Oh, Ginger, are you okay?
No! I'm coughing!
Oh, well, that's not good. How do you feel?
I feel terrible!
Oh, no.
I'm cold, and my stomach hurts.
Oh, well, do you have a fever?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe you have the flu.
Oh, maybe.
Well, remember, drink more liquids, okay?
Okay.
And don't forget to take more vitamins.
Okay.
Yeah, so what else do you need?
A banana.
Oh, okay. Ginger, here's a banana.
Oh, hey! I feel better already.
I thought you might.
Thanks, Monkey
Man. Okay, I'll peel it for you.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm a little busy right now. I'm cooking dinner for my friends. Do you like to cook? Cooking can be fun, but you have to be careful. You want your food to look good and taste good. Oh, I need to stir this. I don't want it to burn. There are many different ways to cook food. People in different countries cook in different ways. In Asia, food is often stir-fried. Meat and vegetables are cooked in a little oil in a big pan. Spices are added to the meat and vegetables. Everything is stirred together and fried. Americans like to bake many foods. They put the food in an oven to cook it. When the food comes out of the oven, it smells delicious. Some people also boil their food. They cook it in a pot on the stove. Many soups are boiled. You can put many different things in a soup. It is an easy thing to cook. And these days, some people cook in a microwave oven. This is a fast and easy way to cook food. But be careful, you can burn food easily in a microwave. Cooking is an important skill. Both women and men learn how to cook. If you are a good cook, you will have many friends. They will want to come to your house for dinner. Wow, cooking is a lot of work. My soup is almost done. I have food in the oven too. I'm cooking a ham. Now I just have to cook some vegetables. I think I will stir fry them. Vegetables taste best that way. Okay, I need to go and chop them. I hope my friends will enjoy my dinner. See you later. Goodbye.
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed today's show. But I think I'm getting sick. Anna, I'm getting a fever. It's so hot.
Oh, Peter, you look terrible.
I know.
Wait. I'm getting a headache just listening to you.
I know, it's terrible. What can we do?
I know. Let's go see Dr. Dave. He can give us some medicine.
Oh, good idea. Friends, come back tomorrow. I think we'll be better. We'll see you right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye.